गुड आफ्टरनून लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, वी वेलकम यू ऑल टू द सिक्स्थ एक्स्ट्राऑर्डिनरी मीटिंग ऑफ यूनिट होल्डर्स ऑफ ब्रुकफील्ड इंडिया रियल एस्टेट ट्रस्ट। आई एम सौरभ जैन, कंप्लायंस ऑफिसर ऑफ ब्रुकफील्ड इंडिया रियल एस्टेट ट्रस्ट एंड कंपनी सेक्रेटरी ऑफ ब्रुक प्रॉप मैनेजमेंट सर्विसेज प्राइवेट लिमिटेड, द मैनेजर ऑफ ब्रुकफील्ड इंडिया रियल एस्टेट ट्रस्ट। आई विल बी द होस्ट ऑफ दिस मीटिंग। First of all, I would like to take you through certain points regarding participation in this meeting. In view of the provisions of Master Circular of SEBI dated May 15, 2024, Brookfield India REIT is conducting the unit holders meeting through VC. The notice was circulated to the unit holders of Brookfield India REIT informing that the extraordinary meeting of the unit holders scheduled to be held on November 29, 2024 will be held through VC to transact the business as set out in the notice. The facility for joining the extraordinary meeting through video conferencing has been made available to all the unit holders. All the unit holders joining the meeting are by default on mute to avoid any disturbance arising from background noise and to ensure smooth and seamless conduct of the meeting. During the meeting, the unit holders may ask questions to the panelist via the Q&A box by mentioning their name, Demat account number, and questions during the meeting, and the same will be responded over email in due course. In the event any unit holder faces any difficulty or issues during the meeting, please contact the helpline number mentioned in the notice. After the conclusion of the proceedings of the meeting, please note that Lincoln Time e-voting portal will remain open for 15 minutes to enable unit holders to cast their vote. Unit holders who have not casted their votes during the remote e-voting period and are present in the meeting can cast their vote once the e-voting lines are open. The manager has appointed Mr. Manish Gupta, practicing company secretary, as the scrutinizer to scrutinize the e-voting process, including remote e-voting, in a fair and transparent manner. Now, please let me introduce you to the board of directors of the manager participating in the meeting. May I request the directors to raise their hand when I call out their name? Mr. Ankur Gupta, non-executive director and chairman of the board of the manager. He is the managing partner and head of Asia Pacific and Middle East for Brookfield's real estate group. Mr. Shailesh Vishnu Haribhakti is an independent director of the manager and chairman of the audit committee. He is a renowned chartered and cost accountant and a certified internal auditor, financial planner and fraud examiner with over 5 decades of experience. Ms. Akila Krishna Kumar is an independent director of the manager and chairperson of nomination and remuneration committee, stakeholders relationship committee and CSR and sustainability committee. She is an experienced professional with a long and eminent industry experience of over 30 years in the field of technology. Mr. Alok Agarwal is the Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director of the manager with over 30 years of experience in the real estate sector. We also have members of the management team of the manager. We have with us Mr. Ankit Gupta, President, Mr. Shantanu Chakravarti, Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Amit Jain, Chief Financial Officer. Following persons are also attending the meeting: Ms. Sunita Pathak, representative of Axis Trustee Services Limited, trustee to the Brookfield India REIT; Mr. Rajendra Sharma, partner representing Deloitte Haskins and Sells, statutors of Brookfield India REIT; and Mr. Manish Gupta, practicing company secretary, who is present here as the scrutinizer of the meeting. Now I hand over the meeting proceedings to the chairman for today's meeting, Mr. Ankur Gupta.
Thank you, Saurabh. Dear unit holders, on behalf of the Board of Directors, thank you for joining us today and welcome to the extraordinary meeting of unit holders of Brookfield India Real Estate Trust. Since we have the requisite quorum present through the video conferencing to conduct the proceedings of this meeting, I call the meeting to order. The manager has made all reasonable efforts to enable unit holders to participate and vote on the items being considered in the meeting. The Board of Directors are joining this meeting from various locations. I am Ankur Gupta, non-executive director on the Board of the Manager. I am attending this meeting from our office in Mumbai. I would now request my colleagues on the board to introduce themselves and state their location. Mr. Shailesh Haribhakti.
I'm Shailesh Haribhakti. I'm attending this meeting from a location. I'm chairman of the audit committee of Brookfield REIT.
Thank you, Shailesh. Ms. Akila Krishna Kumar.
Good afternoon. I'm Akila Krishna Kumar, independent director on the board of the manager. I'm attending this meeting in my office in Bangalore. Thank you.
Thank you, Akila. Mr. Alok Agarwal.
Alok, you're on mute. Alok, you're on mute.
Sorry. Yeah. Good afternoon, shareholders. I'm Alok Agarwal, Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director on the Board of the Manager. I'm attending this meeting from my office in Gurgaon.
Thank you, directors. I now request Alok to present to the unit holders the details and rationale of the proposed institutional placement. Alok.
On behalf of Brookfield India Real Estate Trust, I would like to thank all the stakeholders and most importantly, our unit holders for their continued support. We will now play a short video providing an overview of Brookfield India REIT. As you are aware, the Board of Directors of the manager of Brookfield India REIT have approved a resolution for fundraising of up to ₹35,000 million in one or more tranches and put this forth to the unit holders for their approval. The immediate use of the proceeds when raised will be for debt paydown and general corporate purposes. Let me take you through the rationale for the fundraise. One of the stated strategies of Brookfield India REIT has been inorganic growth through acquisitions. The funds raised will be used primarily for reduction of leverage. A lower leverage will create headroom for further acquisitions. Brookfield India REIT's sponsor group provides access to 26 million sq ft of high-quality office assets in places like Bengaluru, Chennai, Hyderabad, and Pune. We would like to have the capacity available to acquire such grade A assets while maintaining optimized LTV levels with a dual AAA rating, similar to what we have done since our IPO. We believe that ability to raise institutional capital is important to position our REIT for future growth in the near term. Now we are happy to address any questions from the unit holders, and I will pass it over to Mr. Saurabh Jain to conduct the Q&A.
Thank you, Alok. As mentioned at the start of the meeting, unit holders who have any questions can do so on the chat box enabled on their screens by clicking on the tab. Unit holders need to mention their full names along with DPI and client ID along with the relevant questions. The relevant member from our team will answer your questions. Please note that Brookfield REIT reserves the right to limit the number of unit holders asking questions depending on the availability of time. We'll now take up some questions that we have received from the unit holders. Question number one, why is the approval for a fundraise being taken now? May I request Alok to take up this question?
Yeah, thanks, Saurabh. We believe that investor appetite for REITs is fast improving as office leasing recovers. We intend to use the funds raised to reduce the debt on our balance sheet and for general corporate purposes. This will position us strongly for any future growth.
Thank you, Alok. Question number two, which we have received, is how will interest rate cuts impact your REIT? May I request Amit to take up this question?
Yeah, sure. Saurabh, thank you. Thank you for the question. I would say that any reduction in repo rates will be beneficial to our portfolio, as more than 80% of our debt is linked to the repo rates. And that will ensure that we have immediate translation and improvement in our distributions.
Thanks, Amit. Question three, how are you on track to achieve the 87 to 89% occupancy target by the financial year end? May I request Ankit to take up this question?
Yeah, thanks, Saurabh. To hit our year-end occupancy target, we need to achieve a net leasing of 0.4 to 0.9 million square feet over H2 FY25. Given how the demand has been shaping up for our assets, we feel confident of achieving our targets. We have already achieved a net leasing of 0.5 million square feet in H1 FY25, and H2 is shaping up to be equally good, if not better.
Thanks, Ankit. The last question which we have received is, what have been the benefits of the acquisitions we have completed in the past? May I request Alok to take up this question?
Thanks, Saurabh. Since the IPO, the acquisition have beneficially impacted both our scale and diversification. Our assets under management have grown to 3x and our operating areas have become more than 2x. Our tenant base has been significantly diversified and de-risked. The top five tenant consideration reducing from 59% in March 21 to 25% currently.
Thank you, Alok, Ankit, and Amit. I trust we have responded appropriately to all the questions that were asked. In case we were not able to answer your questions, our team will respond to you separately on your registered email ID. Now, I take up the approval item as mentioned in the notice of the meeting. Since the extraordinary meeting is conducted through video conferencing, the facility for appointment of proxy by the unit holders is not available for this meeting. The notice of extraordinary meeting dated November 6, 2024 was sent in electronic mode to unit holders whose email address were registered with the depository participant. For unit holders whose email IDs were not updated, a communication was sent on the registered address requesting them to update their email IDs with the depositories. Further details about the unit holders meeting and link to access the notice of the meeting from website of Brookfield India REIT, stock exchanges and RTA were also provided to the unit holders whose email IDs were not updated in the depository database. With the permission of the unit holder and the chairman, I'll take up them as read. In compliance with SEBI REIT Master Circular, Brookfield India REIT has provided the facility of remote e-voting to transact the businesses set out in the notice, and the said facility was opened from November 26, 2024, 9 a.m. to November 28, 2024, 5 p.m. The resolution would be declared after considering e-voting during the extraordinary meeting and remote e-voting already done. The results would be submitted to the stock exchange not later than 2 working days from the conclusion of the meeting and will be placed on the website of Brookfield India REIT, LinkedIn Time website and the stock exchanges. The proceedings of the meeting shall be uploaded on Brookfield India REIT's website. With your permission, I'll now take up the resolution which requires unit holders' approval. Item number one of the notice to be passed by special majority to consider and approve the raising of funds through an institutional placements of units not exceeding rupees 35,000 million in one or more placements. Now I request Mr. Ankur Gupta, chairman of the meeting, to conclude the meeting.
Thank you, Saurabh. Thank you, unit holders, for attending this meeting and for your continued support and faith in Brookfield's vision for this REIT. The unit holders who have not cast their vote during the remote e-voting period can cast their votes now. The e-voting platform will be open for 15 more minutes after the conclusion of this meeting. The quorum for this meeting was present during this meeting. With this, I conclude this meeting. Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you, unit holders, for joining the meeting. Have a great day ahead of you.
Thank you. Thank you.